Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Apna time aayega. How many times have you said that to yourself this week? This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So, Gully Boy, I think we can all agree that it's one movie we all love. Even though a lot of comparisons have been made to 8 Mile, it's nothing like your typical Bollywood movie. It's too good for Bollywood, honestly. What was great was that they told a story in as realistic a manner as they could. And the most realistic part for a story like this is the music. And they signed up an actual rapper for the movie. Divine the rapper has a story that's kind of similar to Gully Boy. I've actually watched Divine live on stage, and I can vouch for his ability to drive you crazy with his rap. So it's great that instead of getting some already established Bollywood director, they got someone who was the real deal. The soundtrack from Gully Boy is on another level altogether. Now, it's going to be remade in Telugu after Allu Arjun has bagged the rights to remake it. And I don't know of any Telugu rapper, but I'm sure we'll find out when the tracks for this movie are out. When it comes to movies from India, we're so used to having like 6 songs in it. So when the songs become a part of the story, not just 5 minutes to distract you from a thin plot, you love it all the more. Here are some movies where music was right at the center and the story revolved around it. Jazz stands for freedom. Get out there and improvise, said Dave Brubeck, one of the most prominent jazz musicians. Jazz has always been considered elite by some, and others think it's not for the common folk. Now imagine going and making a movie about it. Whiplash is the story about the relationship between an ambitious drummer who plays jazz and his instructor who's a tyrant. This movie was made by the same guy who made La La Land. In fact, he made it because he was so frustrated during the time he was trying to make La La Land take off. Damien Chazelle, the guy who wrote and directed it, had himself been in a jazz band while at college. And he said he remembered that feeling of dread and all the preparation that goes before a performance, and he built upon it to make this story. They put together 24 tracks for this film. Some were jazz standards, some were tracks by jazz greats like Duke Ellington and Stan Getz. Now, what's the biggest challenge when you make a movie about music? The actors have to seem convincing enough. So for movies, they get a proper musician to record it and the actors just mime it. And it's kind of easy with singing, but it's so easy to find out when it's an instrument. So when Miles Teller signed up for the movie, he trained for like 3 months with an actual drummer so it wouldn't seem too fake. Because imagine if the track is playing at a certain speed, at a certain BPM, and this guy goes too slow or too fast. That's too difficult to shoot if the actor doesn't know the instrument. But looks like all that effort that Miles Teller put in paid off. Everybody loved it. Musicians went crazy because the story was something a lot of them had already experienced. People in film loved it because you don't see a story like this very often. And everybody who watched the film, well, you know they loved it. It did really well. Whiplash, great characters, the perfect guys to act them out, amazing music, and overall a top movie. Once Whiplash was made, Damien Chazelle could finally concentrate on making La La Land. He had already written it, but once he made a movie like Whiplash work, I'm sure everybody was running to produce whatever he made next. But when he wrote the story and wanted to make it, he had a much lesser budget in mind. And then he met Patrick Wachsberger, who had worked on the Step Up series, and he said, "Look, this movie needs a big budget. Don't scale down." So they got producers together and work began. Ryan Gosling also had to work extra hard because he plays a jazz pianist, and they had a hand double on deck just in case Ryan Gosling couldn't nail some parts, but he spent 3 months learning how to play jazz piano and they didn't need the hand double at all. And this is such a big step up for Ryan Gosling because he'd already sung and danced on screen right next to Justin Timberlake from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but from being a kid who's taught all the moves for camera to playing jazz piano, man, that's an insane step up. It was also a challenge to shoot because Chazelle wanted to shoot the shots head to toe and in one shot like they used to back in the 1930s. And although it won a lot of awards, we all remember the goof up that happened at the Oscars where for one glorious moment, La La Land had won the best picture of the year till they realized there had been a mix-up and Moonlight had actually won it. But what a movie. Only it set such unrealistically high standards for all of us when it comes to musicals. Farhan Akhtar might not have a lot of fans for his singing, but that doesn't let him stop. And because he wanted to sing his heart out and live out his rock star dreams, we got to see a movie called Rock On. It's the story of some young boys who form a band and then life gets in the way and they break up. Suddenly, when they're adults, they're like, let's get back in the game. Fine, we might not be the biggest fans of Farhan Akhtar's voice, but you can't deny his movies are a breath of fresh air. And it was the same case with Rock On. It was something we'd never seen before. Farhan says this is the movie that sort of made him inclined towards music, and he started taking his guitar to the set of whatever movie he was working on after that. And the director of Rock On, Abhishek Kapoor, actually didn't listen to a lot of rock, but he wanted to make a movie about a rock band, so that's when he actually started listening to this genre and got Shankar Ehsaan Loy to do the music. We might all have different opinions about the cast and how well they did, but I think we'll all agree that the music was pretty kick-ass. Even now, every time there's a get-together in office or it's talent day or something, you'll still hear, Meri laundry ka ek bill, ek aadhi padhi novel. Because there's no way the whole office won't sing Na 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 together after that. R.D. Burman has borrowed in quotes, a lot of music from the West. So Sujoy Ghosh borrowed a lot of music from R.D. Burman and made Jhankar beats. When it came out, a lot of people were reminded of Dil Chahta Hai because it's three friends with crazy love lives and they're trying to figure out things together. But it's shot in a way that Hrishikesh Mukherjee would be very proud of. It's a mix of Hindi and English, the dialogues, and it revolves around the lives of these three Bombay guys. So there's a lot of serious stuff that's happening in the film, like Rahul Bose being on the verge of divorce, him and Sanjay Suri facing a crisis at work in the ad firm that they work in. But every time you think the film is becoming too serious, right at the end of a scene that seems really heavy, Sujoy Ghosh twists the scene around and it becomes almost comical. That's a real skill, I tell you. And R.D. Burman's music is present throughout the movie. And although it's sort of a tribute, it's not in your face. It's there in the background, running nicely parallel to the plot. It's also got a great cast, not faces that you're bored of seeing too much. I'm sure the actors would have loved more work, but it's great for us who just watch and judge. What can I possibly tell you about Bohemian Rhapsody that you don't know already? There can't be a single person on planet Earth who doesn't like the band Queen. They dabbled around with genres and no matter what kind of music you liked, they had a song for you. And they were so wild, so unpredictable. So obviously the movie had a lot of expectations even when the news of it being in the making got out. Now the trouble with a movie like that is that although it's about the whole band, about Queen, a lot of bands end up being just about the frontman. Even The Doors, if you think about it, a group of brilliant musicians, but the mystery and rock star vibe that Jim Morrison gave off was all any of us have eyes for, even when we watch their videos today. You could say the same about Nirvana. So when they wanted to make Bohemian Rhapsody, you can't just put anybody in Freddie Mercury's shoes. Adam Lambert has been touring with Queen, but you can't picture him pulling off a role like this on screen. It requires some serious acting, a lot of hours going through footage of Freddie Mercury, a lot of engaging with people who knew him so you could play him like the rock star that he was. I'm sure Rami Malek was under a lot of pressure. He must have had second thoughts even signing on to play a movie like that, but oh my god. When you watch the movie and sing along, when you shout along to all your favorite Queen songs, I'm sure you were ready to forget anything. Ranbir Kapoor is like the poster boy of coming-of-age movies. He's done a ton of them, like Wake Up Sid and Ye Jawani Hai Diwani and Tamasha. But in the middle of all of this, he made a coming-of-age film about a musician. All thanks to Imtiaz Ali. Rockstar follows the story of this guy who makes music and how his career sort of intersperses with his love life. It's got Nargis Fakhri playing his love interest and oh man, she's so beautiful. She's gorgeous. But I can't be as excited about her acting skills. One of the nicest decisions Imtiaz Ali took was signing on Mohit Chauhan. Now, because the movie is about this one guy who's a rock star, all the songs in the film that follow his journey where Ranbir Kapoor sings, they've got Mohit Chauhan to sing all the songs. Because honestly, it's Bollywood and we've seen heroes lip sync to songs by four different singers in one movie. The ones that Ranbir doesn't sing obviously has A.R. Rahman and Harshdeep Kaur and some other brilliant singers. But like all other movies where Imtiaz Ali and A.R. Rahman have gotten together, the soundtrack is just just brilliant. The perfect song for each juncture of the movie. I thought the plot was a little sketchy. I mean, seriously, you get sent to Prague to perform, and of all the places in the world, your ex-girlfriend also lives there. But that's only when you want to find fault with the film, you know. It's very easy for us to feel connected with Ranbir Kapoor's character and want him to make it big as a rock star. So Imtiaz Ali cast Ranbir Kapoor and wanted Kareena Kapoor to play the female lead, but then they were supposed to get all lovey-dovey in between, and it could have been a little awkward because they're cousins. Honestly, he could have just gone ahead with it, you know, kind of like a desi Game of Thrones but with music. If we can watch that, we can watch this. Back in 1973, Amitabh and Jaya Bachchan really surprised audiences in India with their movie Abhiman. It follows the story of a popular singer who falls in love with another singer and she unintentionally overshadows him. So now that we've seen A Star Is Born, we know it might have been a little influence, like they call it, but there are a few other theories as well, like the one where the maker said it was partly based on the real-life story of Pandit Ravi Shankar and Annapurna Devi. She was supposed to be a much better sitar player and apparently he got a little jealous and made her promise that she'd never perform in public. But then again, that's just one of the articles I've read, and there are always two sides to a story. There's another theory where it was supposed to be based on the real-life story of Kishore Kumar and his first wife Ruma Ghosh. But after all that we've read and heard about Kishore Kumar, the story's a little too sane to be about him. Amitabh and Jaya did a killer job playing their respective characters, and apparently they invested in the movie themselves. Hrishikesh Mukherjee, amazing as a director, as always, and somehow the movie became more popular in Sri Lanka than it did in India. And now that I think of it, there's another movie that's really similar to this one. Aashiqui 2. It stars Aditya Roy Kapoor and Shraddha Kapoor. And what can you really compare the plot to? Abhiman or A Star Is Born? We don't know which one influenced how much of the other, but when Aashiqui 2 came out, nobody really cared about the plot because the music became a much bigger hit. You'll generally get sick of a song if you listen to it too much, but when someone starts singing, "Hum te bin ab reh nahi sakte," tell me you won't join in. Sometimes Bollywood makes really brilliant movies, but if they don't have big stars or don't have a plot we're very used to, unfortunately, they don't go on to become commercial hits. It was the same case with this movie called Sur. And unlike most Bollywood films, where they ride on star value, they cast a real-life musician to play one. Lucky Ali played the role of this musician and mentor, and it follows his ups and downs and his battle between achieving his musical dreams and his ego taking a hit. He mentors a girl played by Gauri Karnik, and I don't remember watching her in anything because when I see her face, this is the role that pops up. When you watch the film, you can see how much he's struggling to play the violin. First of all, it's not an easy instrument, and second of all, when it requires really fast playing, you tell the cameraman to focus on their face, not on their hands. But even in spite of all that, the music really got us going. Amazing stuff by M.M. Keeravani there. The movie was too progressive for its times though. I remember watching it the week it came out, but I think most people thought Lucky Ali was better off behind the mic. He was 44 and it was his first lead role in a movie. I think it was worth the wait. It's funny that music is such a huge part of our movies, especially in India. Sometimes we go and watch a movie only because we like the songs that came out as promos. But I think you can count the number of movies that are made about musicians. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of knowledge about music, because the writer has to work really closely with the music director. You can't just pick a song and force fit it into the plot. But we're ready for more movies like this. Just let it not be a Bollywood remake of La La Land. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.